Welcome to Partner Ops Partner. I'm your host, Aaron Howerton. And this week, folks, it is just me. That's right. We're going to go back to the old format because life happens. It's difficult to run weekly interviews when you've got full-time jobs and they've got full-time jobs. And this week, I'm taking a play out of a different podcast that I love, Stuff You Should Know. And I'm going to do what they would call a select, but I'm going to call it a rehash because I'm not just going to play the old recording for you. I've actually gone into my archives, found an article with a podcast, because that's how I used to do the format. I'm going to bring it up and kind of update it, share with you new thoughts about this concept. And what I've done is gone back to a post from almost a year ago to the day about CRM for partnerships. And I'm bringing that forward this year to say, what if your CRM could work for your partnerships? You see, a year ago, about this time, Partner Hacker announced their merger with Reveal. And they became Nearbound. Crossbeam announced its partnership with Pavilion, focused on ecosystem-led growth. This year, the big news is that Jared Fuller at Reveal has published a book called Nearbound. Bob Moore released a book about ecosystem-led growth. Allbound has acquired Channel Mechanics quite recently. Multiple partner tech companies continue to make AI-related announcements and embed AI deeply into their technology. New partner tech companies continue to pop up and existing companies continue to innovate and push for more market share. But the really truly big news for partnership people is that CRMs are still the worst for partnerships. That's right, folks. In the past year, while all of these other things are happening in the market, particularly within the partner tech space, more people are showing up, more companies are pushing, CRMs aren't doing anything for you, for your partnership team. Every CRM I've checked, mostly the big ones, Salesforce, HubSpot, Dynamics, even Zoho that have these customizable capabilities, don't include any out-of-the-box functionality for partnerships. Even what you get with Salesforce licensing isn't really partnership licensing. It's based on old-school traditional channel resellers. And those still exist and people still use them, but their approach is still not really holistic to the modern partner rhythm, particularly around the concept of attribution. Now, since writing that original article a year ago, I have had dozens of conversations with partnership leaders when they are chasing this concept of attribution. I have done demos for the partnership leader community. I've recorded those and shared those on YouTube. I have done lots of individual phone calls. Folks, I'm talking almost weekly. I have a phone call with some leader somewhere who is trying to figure out how to approach attribution in their CRM, mostly Salesforce, but several HubSpot people as well. And at the end of the day, these conversations and my experiences have coalesced into a very consistent response. Tracking attribution is ultimately a byproduct of all the work that has happened to make attribution possible. And if you're tracking attribution alone, you might be shorting your system. You see, last year, I also talked about this ice machine problem. I saw a ladder sitting outside of a soda fountain at a restaurant, outside of a soda fountain, like you go in a fountain, sitting beside the soda fountain at a restaurant. And what this ladder means is that someone somewhere has a bucket of ice they're bringing to the front to dump into this machine. And this drives me nuts. It still drives me nuts because when you see that happen, you know that that owner has made a tactical decision to not invest in an ice machine, maybe for a number of reasons, but probably because they were trying to save a few thousand bucks in their build out. And they don't see this as a problem. They don't recognize or they're not concerned about the impact on day-to-day operations as people have to heft 5-gallon buckets of ice up a rinky ladder most of the time, dump it into a machine in the middle of shift. They don't recognize all the risks. They don't see the value that several thousand dollars is going to play in the employee's day-to-day life. It drives me nuts every time I do it because I know that there's a solution. I know there's a fix for this. But regardless of those reasons, it's the same. There's avoiding an expensive, quote unquote, expensive investment because they don't see the long-term payoff. This would make it easier, safer, everyone happier, but it's not, quote, necessary because we can solve the problem with headcount or workaround solution. Now, if you're in partnerships trying to make your CRM work, let me know if that sounds familiar. So over the past year, the number one solution for partner attribution that I see repeatedly, I've put this in myself because of system limitations, because of demand or timeline, right, is to do a related account lookup at the opportunity level. So on your opportunity, you've got a related lookup that tags a partner account. And that's where you start. The problem is that leaves all of the things that go into making attribution possible off the table. You see, you can't do attribution unless someone decided at some point to invest in a partnership rhythm and hire partnership people. So you got to have your PM or your partner manager, whatever you want to call them. Then someone had to design the program model, put some time into thinking about how are we going to incentivize these partners. And maybe it's one or two or three or four models they're trying to run at once. And then they had to build a target list and start outreach or start dealing with partners that were showing up through custom inbound, like the customer inbound channel, figuring out how to make that work. And then they started putting those things into a spreadsheet while they negotiated agreements and got terms ironed out, which could include definitions on access to data or payment terms, critical things for how we do this stuff. And then they had to work with that product to enable them on either the product itself, API language, maybe the reseller rhythm, maybe doing the sales training or services training, whatever it is, to get them equipped to do the program and participate in the incentive. They had to stay close to that account to help drive leads, make introductions, make sure the business made sense. And then they were putting all of this and tracking all this in however system they can, because the CRM doesn't support any of the work that they've done here. And nobody's given them the time of day to ask them what they need yet. And then finally, somebody higher up hears about the stuff, but they say, hey, how are you proving this? Oh, well, I've got the spreadsheet here and here's my notes on this and here's my notes on that. Yeah, but I can't see that in the CRM. Where do we go to know the impact on revenue? And now you need, quote unquote, need attribution. But all these other things came first. And if all you do is put a related lookup in your CRM at the opportunity, that's like asking your PAMs to get that ice bucket and just keep running back and forth, front of house to back of house. Don't forget to take care of customers. Don't forget to take care of partners. Don't forget to work with your AE and your sales team. Don't forget to touch base with renewals. Don't forget to work with legal on those contracts. But please do me a favor and go get us another bucket of ice, because the soda machine is empty. And the more you build from that starting point of the field reference, the more you get locked into that architecture and the more difficult it becomes to ever consider a more holistic approach. The investment, the time, the backing it up, the checking on the technical debt, the unwinding flows, all of it gets more complicated. So last year when I wrote this and I talked about this, I included a list of all the elements that I think you need in a CRM to effectively manage your partner program toward the end goal of attribution, because that's what your higher ups typically want. So if you've got a CRM and you're working on it, Salesforce or not, you should be welcome to go look at that list. I've linked it. I'm not going to go through that list point by point today. And if you're not using Salesforce, this is where you should turn off the podcast. And thank you for coming. I appreciate it. Definitely go look at that list. Let me know if you have any questions or anything that I can clarify for you. But if you are using Salesforce, do me a favor and hang around, because I have a question for you. All right. Is it just us? Is it just us Salesforce people? Here's my question. Would you like to buy an ice machine? You see, over the past year, I have spent hours and hours and hours in these conversations, giving advice, giving guidance, helping people figure out how to approach the conversations, helping them think about what to ask for from their business teams, who by and large just don't know or understand partnerships. And in all of this effort, I just kept thinking someone would do something about this. And it never really occurred to me until maybe halfway through last year that I should. So I'm asking you, do you want to buy an ice machine for your CRM that supports your partnerships? Because I've got one for you. And right now we're looking for people to join in our beta launch. Now, what does that mean, beta launch? That means we have built a model. We are ready to work toward implementations, get the list built, do some planning, do some timeline initiatives, get implementation started, and collect feedback on the beta to move toward a quote unquote official launch of the app in a few months. But we need beta customers to help us make sure that this makes sense, that it's going to continue working. Now, this is a solution that is built on multiple years of experience for me across multiple companies, dozens and dozens of conversations with partnership leaders looking at how they've actually solved this in their CRM and giving them advice toward this specific model. The idea is that it is a best practice engine for you to build and scale and grow your partnerships and equip you to be ready to adopt all the tech you may want down the road, but making your CRM work for you while you prove and justify your effort. So as a beta launch, that means we're looking for people who maybe want to take a little bit of risk. This means you get early access at a reduced cost with additional support so that we can get this working and singing for you. We get your critical feedback about what's working and what's not working. We use that to enhance the app, and we bring you along for that ride. This does require customers that are maybe in a unique position. Like, we believe this can work alongside any existing architecture you have. So you could bring it in to validate it against your existing architecture. But if you're in this sweet spot of, man, we really need the CRM to do more, we haven't quite done much, and we're struggling to get that adoption and that buy-in and get the time we need, we're right there with you. We're there to help you. We're there to bring in, and we think that's the sweet spot we want to be in. So if this sounds like you, do me a favor and shoot me an email, Aaron@partnerstrat.com. Maybe you just ping me on LinkedIn and let me know you'd like to learn more. I'll send you a quick demo, just show you what it looks like, and then you can decide from there if you want to meet. This is a pretty low pressure gig, folks. I'm excited to share it. It's been, at this point, a year in the making, and it's been a lot of work and a lot of attention. And my partner and I are very excited to bring this to market for the first time, share this with people, and start to get that feedback. I would love to hear what you think about this, win, lose, or draw. As always, thank you for joining me today. Thank you for giving me your time. I appreciate those of you who listen. I appreciate those of you who write me and tell me that it makes a difference. I appreciate those of you who share, subscribe, and like. Thank you so much for being a part of this today. Thank you for celebrating this new announcement and this next step in the journey with me. Until next time, folks, good luck partnering.